Yes, and here I'm glad you gave me that kind of question because there were just a few loose ends I felt like that needed to be tied up because I've kind of talked in general about looking at the facts and circumstances of a case to determine how much it's worth and talking with the client about, once we have all that information, what we think it's worth. But in handling an injury case, we gather all that information and then we convey that to the insurance companies, to the insurance adjuster. We compile, all the medical records and all the relevant documents that relate to, medical and psychological treatment, lost wages, future medical bills, future lost wages, all the things that are relevant, and convey that to the insurance adjuster and negotiate on behalf of the client. And of course, if the case is in litigation, then we're doing that. It's ongoing through the discovery process, and we are in negotiations with the other attorney. Well, that is again a big part of my law practice, so it's a big part of what I do on virtually a daily basis. So once again, it's really similar to what I tell you that I say to a lot of my clients is, listen, you focus on getting better and let me focus on doing the very best that we can do with your case and getting the most that we can for you, to help you in that process from a financial standpoint. And, most people just aren't going to be able to deal with these insurance companies and know what the value is and know the law as it relates to the facts of a case that would impact the value of the case. And several things that we deal with that are related to that, Henry, is one is, we have to look at the client's past medical history and determine how that information would be communicated to the insurance company. And we, look at their, again, all the facts and circumstances that are related. And again, if you're not experienced in handling these kinds of cases and you're trying to do it on your own, there's several things that you can do that will actually hurt the value of your case. And it's just not in a person's best interest. Again, the insurance companies have their attorneys that are looking out for them, and I think it just makes sense for a person that has been injured, whether it's an automobile accident or an on-the-job injury or whatever the case may be, that has a case or has a claim to be represented.
Well, the way I think about it is that nice lady or that nice man that are just doing their jobs, that's on the phone talking with me, after my accident, they've got bosses and their bosses have got bosses and they got law firms to consult with and the big bosses or maybe even the little people, for all I know, they get bonuses and paychecks and they got bills and they want to advance in the company and all that kind of stuff. So maybe the little guy I'm talking to on the phone is just doing their job and they're just, trying to get along. But that company has trained them to save that company money. And if they want to keep their job and if they want to get a raise or a bonus or they want to get promoted, then they got to save that company money. And they've been working with people like me and for years, and they've gone to trainings and workshops and all that kind of stuff and been coached, and you know what I mean. And there's just no way that I figure that I can outclass them. So
Well,
I sure don't want to go up against that alone.
and Henry, in my opinion, they have also done a lot of things in that industry to kind of dehumanize the people that are making these insurance claims. They have adjusters oftentimes broken down based on the amount of authority they have to settle certain types of cases, and they kind of keep everything compartmentalized, maybe so the left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing, and it's somebody else's decision. I'm just conveying what my supervisor said I could do, and the supervisor's just conveying what somebody above them said they could do. So nobody's really responsible for that decision.
Kind of reminds me of buying a new car where the salesman says, well, I got to go get it approved by my manager, and comes back and gives me a story.
Yes. So the compassion factor, you know, is kind of taken out of the equation, the emotional factor, the human factor. And, again, it's one of the things that we, you know, that I take a lot of pride in is, you know, giving each case the individual attention and reminding those insurance adjusters that, hey, this is a person that I'm dealing with, and this is what this person has at stake, and this is how this affects their life, and this is what we think is fair. And, you know, either you're going to do this, or we're going to be explaining to a judge or a jury how this has impacted their life. So it's very similar to what we would do in court, is making this person human. You know, which is, you know, that has, you know, not only did they have the medical treatment, but they had to take time out of their work, away from their kids, away from their families, to drive back and forth, to do this, to, you know, and to actually show how it impacted their life, what, you know, the pain, everything that they experienced, you know, that is what I try to convey, not just looking at it as a medical bill and this is how much it costs and this is what, you know, because that's what a lot of the insurance companies kind of break it down to, is formulas, this kind of injury, this is how much it costs, well, this is what the claim is worth, and that's it, without really considering everything else that surrounds it. So
that is
why, like you said, the average person is just not really able to deal with.
Well, seems like we pretty much have got everything said that needs to be said, at least in part one here. Is there anything else you think we need to cover? If not, why? I guess we'll call it a call.